Welcome to Venango County Tea Party Patriots audio interview with the candidates. These interviews are provided as a service to those who want to be informed and educated voters. Venango County Tea Party Patriots is an affiliate of the National Tea Party Patriots, a grassroots organization of voters interested in protecting our Constitution and keeping elected officials accountable to their oath of office. Local meetings are held on the fourth Saturday of every month at 9 a.m. at King's Restaurant in Franklin, unless otherwise noted in the newspaper or on our email list. If you consider yourself a patriot and would like to be a part of this group, you can email Jane at vcTPP.org. That's Jane at vcTPP.org or call 814-671-7110. That's 814-671-7110. And now to our interview. Our guest today is Vic Stabile, who is a candidate running for the Superior Court of Pennsylvania. And we are very happy to have you in our interview this morning. Thank you for taking time for us.
Thank you, Jane.
Just to get started, why don't you give us a little information on your background and the qualifications that you have to serve on the Superior Court?
Certainly. I appreciate the opportunity to do that. Well, Jane, I'm a 1982 graduate from the Dickinson School of Law, where I was a member of the Law Review and president of the Student Bar Association. When I graduated law school, I was honored to be appointed as an appellate judicial clerk in the Commonwealth Court of Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. That was a position where I had the opportunity to research and draft the opinions of the appellate judge that I clerked for at that time. Certainly, it was the judge's decision, but I had the unique opportunity to be able to do the original drafts of the decisions that he issued, and the opportunity to sit through hundreds of appellate arguments while I was a judicial clerk at that time. Of course, as you know, I am now looking to be elected to one of our appellate courts, so I think early on in my career, I had experience that was quite valuable for what I am hoping to be elected to do this year as a judge for the Superior Court of Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
When I finished my clerkship, I then was appointed a deputy attorney general in Pennsylvania, and I was appointed to one of the trial units where I believe I was in over 30 of Pennsylvania's 67 counties and had cases in all of those and tried a lot of cases in those counties. While I was there, I believe I probably tried and won the most cases in my unit. And before I left, I was actually given charge of the statewide unit that I was with during the time when the then chief was out on a medical leave. I was privileged as a deputy attorney general to also make my first appearances before the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, where I did at one time win important cases for the people of Pennsylvania, including one before the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, which allowed the Commonwealth to keep its recreational areas open for people without fear of liability or for charge for doing so. When I finished as a Deputy Attorney General, Jane, in 1987, I joined my present law firm, Dilworth Paxson, and became a partner in that firm in 1992, where I've been since that time, and in fact, I manage Dilworth Paxson's Harrisburg office. Dilworth is a firm that has always been committed to, priding itself on people who are excellent lawyers and also a commitment to public service. That's what attracted me to the firm, and during that time, I have been permitted and I have been allowed to engage in public service. So outside of my legal practice, I've been also very active in my community as an elected, chairman of a board of supervisors and to engage in community and pro bono work. Jane, I was extensively interviewed to this position by the Judicial Evaluation Commission, who did a thorough investigation of my background and the people who knew me. And I was very complimented to have them recommend me for this position. And as part of that, to comment that they found that I had exemplary community and pro bono service in my past. And in addition to my law practice, that's what I have done. I've always been active and involved in community and pro bono issues, and principally uphold and defend individual rights.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I've been for the over 30 years, and I've been recognized as having solid experience not only in the appellate courts, offered in our trial courts as well.
So that's great. And I've noticed in some of your literature that you have been recommended by the Pennsylvania Bar Association. They state that this candidate has excelled in his career as a civil litigator. The candidate has strong experience handling cases in the appellate courts. He is held in high regard by his peers, who have noted his intellect, strong work ethic, and integrity. And based on his experience and his intellect, as well as his passion for the law and public service, the commission recommends him for a position on the Superior Court. That's quite a recommendation, and you have others. Tell us about them.
I was very pleased with that recommendation. Yes, throughout the campaign, I've been very honored to receive a good number of other endorsements as well. In fact, in the past 2 weeks, I was able to secure the endorsement of the Pennsylvania Fraternal Order of Police. Of course, mm-hmm. That's their statewide organization. In addition to that, I also just recently received the endorsement of the Pennsylvania Chamber of Business and Industry. Most people know that as our Pennsylvania State Chamber. I've also been endorsed by the Pennsylvania Business Council, by the Pennsylvania Medical Society, by the Pro-Life Federation of Pennsylvania, by Action of Pennsylvania, by the Pennsylvania Builders, by the National Rifle Association, by FOAC, which is Firearm Owners Against Crime, and, of course, the Republican Party of Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been pleased with the amount of support that I've received, Jane. I've been honored by it, and hope that if I can win election as a judge, that I can make everyone who supported me proud of the job that I'll do as a judge.
Okay, great. Well, I don't know. There are some voters like myself who probably don't have a real good handle on how the court system works. Can you kind of give us, in a nutshell, a simplified explanation of the various courts and their importance?
Certainly. In fact, that's an excellent question. Most people, unless they have some reason to be involved with the judicial system, really don't have a working knowledge of the courts in Pennsylvania. In fact, I think that's a question that I guess get most often while I'm campaigning through the Commonwealth. Most people are familiar with our trial courts in our 67 counties, usually located in our county seats. And those are the courthouses where people go in and juries render verdicts and, you know, your judges make decisions based upon testimony and evidence that's given in the court. Well, under our Pennsylvania Constitution, Jane, if you believe that something went wrong, if the law wasn't applied properly, if there was something that tainted your case, or if for any reason you believe that you did not get the justice you felt you were entitled to, you have a constitutional right to an appeal in Pennsylvania. And that appeal, for most cases, would go to the Superior Court of Pennsylvania. It is an appellate court, and in very simple terms, the job of the appellate court is to review what happened in the trial court below and see if, in fact, mistakes were made, to see if the law is applied properly, or to see if justice has been done. Appellate work and trial work are two very different disciplines, and the courts have two very different roles in our judicial system. But for purposes of an appeal, for purposes of having a court review what happened in the first instance, those cases go to the Superior Court of Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a little footnote. If you are dealing with an administrative agency, one of our government agencies, those matters usually proceed before the agencies. Those cases go to the other intermediate appellate court in Pennsylvania called the Commonwealth Court, and you may have heard that name mentioned a number of times.
Mm-hmm.
So we have two intermediate appellate courts in Pennsylvania, the Commonwealth Court and Superior Court. After that, Jane, as a general proposition, cases only go to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court if the Pennsylvania Supreme Court agrees to hear the case. That court has largely what we call a discretionary docket, although they do have cases that you have the right to go there in the first instance, but those are very limited. But for 90% of all cases, the Superior Court of Pennsylvania is where your rights are finally decided, for the simple reason that the Supreme Court will only agree to review about 10% of all appeals. So we have three court structures in Pennsylvania. You have your trial court, You have the intermediate appellate court, which is the superior court that I'm running for, or the Commonwealth Court, and then you have the highest court in Pennsylvania, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. So that's it, sort of in a nutshell.
Now, when you say superior court, is that one court for all of Pennsylvania, or is it by district?
Yes, no, I'm sorry. The Superior Court of Pennsylvania, as well as the Commonwealth Court of Pennsylvania, are courts that have statewide jurisdiction.
Okay.
On the Superior Court of Pennsylvania, it is provided by law that there be 15 elected judges to that court. Right now, there are only 14.
I see.
These are judges that have statewide jurisdiction, which means that they will rotate through the state and hear cases in Pennsylvania in their appellate jurisdiction. And when they decide a case, it not only decides the case in front of them, but what the court decides applies to everybody in Pennsylvania. Their statewide jurisdiction and their precedent affects every citizen in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And for that reason, in addition to others, it's an incredibly important court, and it's something that I think people need to be aware of when they go to the voting booth to select somebody for this position. They need to understand just, you know, what this court's jurisdiction is about and the fact that it does affect everyone in Pennsylvania.
Okay, and that's one of the reasons for our interview today. We like an informed and educated voter when they go to the polls, and this is very helpful to understand exactly what the Superior Court is. Can you tell us what your judicial philosophy is?
I'd be happy to. Thank you. In fact, Jane, since I'm asking the people of Pennsylvania to elect me to this position, I think they have the absolute right to know what my philosophy is about the courts, and in this court in particular. I will start by telling you that after 30 years of appellate and trial work in Pennsylvania, I believe that the most important quality of any judge is a deep abiding sense of humility. You need to know how the court system affects real people. A case is not just a number on your docket. That case may be the most important case in that person's life. And unless you have spent enough time walking in other people's shoes or being involved with all different types of people to understand their viewpoints and what matters to them, I don't think you can function as effectively as you should as a judge. Some judges go on the bench and they come from backgrounds that are fairly narrow or limited. And while I believe they can function admirably, I do think it is a great advantage to have somebody who has a broad legal background and varied experiences so that they understand what the law does and how it affects people's lives. You need to respect the people that come before you for the reason, if none other, these are the people's courts in Pennsylvania. They belong to the people, and they are there to see that justice is meted out fairly to everyone who appears before them. Having said that, I will tell you that I firmly believe that the courts are absolutely obligated to apply equal justice to everybody that appears before them. If you've noticed, Lady Justice is blindfolded, and she's blindfolded for a very good reason. It's because in our judicial system, everybody is entitled to the same benefit of the law. The law should not concern itself with any political, social, or economic status of the people that come before it. And I will tell you, if I'm elected as Judge Jane, I won't care where you come from, who you are, what your political, social, economic status is. Everybody appearing before the Superior Court, if I am a judge, will be given the same benefit of our laws, and I will protect your constitutional rights. But more than that, Jane, I don't believe that judges should legislate from the bench. In fact, they constitutionally are not supposed to do that. That violates the separation of powers doctrine that's embodied in both our federal and state constitutions. When a judge believes that he or she can legislate from the bench, they upset the constitutional balance in our tripartite form of government. Not only that, but they add uncertainty to the judicial system, and they upset that equal protection that I just described to you that everyone in Pennsylvania is entitled to. There has to be a certain degree of safety and certainty in the law. And by having judges apply the law as opposed to having them unconstitutionally write the law is what gives people in Pennsylvania the safety and certainty in the law that they deserve. And that is what I would be committed to if I'm elected a judge to the Superior Court of Pennsylvania.
Okay. Our guest today is Vic Stabile, who is running for Superior Court in Pennsylvania, and he's taken the time to help us understand a little bit about this position. You know, today a lot of us are very concerned about our Constitution and how it's being interpreted and changed in many cases. It's sometimes considered a living document by some. What are your thoughts on the courts and the Constitution of the United States?
Well, Jane, I think very simply, and certainly volumes have been written on this subject, but very simply I will tell you, I believe the Constitution needs to be applied and interpreted exactly the way it is written and intended by our founding fathers. Judges do not have the right or the prerogative to rewrite the Constitution because they think it should say something different than what it clearly provides. There is an amendment process in this country to change the Constitution, and it does not reside in the judiciary. It belongs to the citizens of Pennsylvania for the Pennsylvania Constitution, and it belongs to the citizens of the United States for our federal Constitution. And there is an amendment process spelled out in those constitutions for how provisions may be changed. And that is not to be done by a judge sitting on the bench. So those are fundamental documents. They are keystone documents in our system of law and in our society. And I believe that the Constitution needs to be applied and interpreted the way it is written and the way it is intended by our founding fathers.
This has been very informative, and I'm so thankful that you have taken time to keep us informed and educated, and we wish you well.
Thank you, Jane. And if I could just add one final comment.
Sure thing.
I would greatly appreciate it if everybody would take the time to come out and vote this year on Election Day, which is November 5. It's the first Tuesday in November. It's an important election. People will tell you that this is going to be a low turnout year, but this is an election that will have a lot of effect on the people of Pennsylvania. So if I can get that final comment in, I certainly would appreciate it, and I think we all would be well served if as many people as possible would make the time to come out and vote on November 5. And of course, I am Vic Stabile, running for the Superior Court of Pennsylvania, and I would certainly appreciate their vote. Thank you, Jane.
Okay, thank you, Vic.
You have been listening to the Venango County Tea Party Patriots audio interviews with the candidates. Our guest has been Vic Stabile, candidate for the Pennsylvania Superior Court. We encourage all voters to vote on November 5th. Every election is important. It is a patriot's duty to exercise this right. Thank you for taking time to be an informed voter. Please continue to check our website at www.vctpp.org for more educational resources.